Quiet Lane plan could save £1 million. Plans for a new traffic-free quiet lane could save £1 million in costs for a much-needed pavement. Cat Lane and Firebrass Hill in Ewelme, near Wallingford, is one of 10 sites for proposed quiet lanes. Oxfordshire County Council would close the road to traffic using gates or bollards, creating routes for cyclists, pedestrians and horse riders. Councillor Gavin McLaughlin, the County Councillor for Benson and Cromarsh, suggested a quiet lane for Cat Lane and Firebrass Hill. He described the stretch of road as occasionally busy with no footpath down the side, which is a problem for families who live there who have to get their children to primary school. For ages, they've been trying to get pavements put down the side of the road, Mr. McLaughlin said. And pavements on a quiet country lane probably cost £1 million plus, which is always going to be difficult to argue when you look for ever-decreasing funds that local councils have. I showed the chief executive and a few other people around Cat Lane last summer. They are still trying to get the pavements down the side so that there's safe travel. But when the quiet lanes idea came up, I spoke to one of my Green Party colleagues and said, I don't know whether it would be suitable or not, but shall we have a look at Cat Lane at some point and see if it's suitable even for a quiet lane? Now, so far, that's the only conversation I've had. Mr. McLaughlin stressed no decision has been made and that there will be a consultation with residents and the parish council. He believes uproar from some people regarding quiet lanes is because some don't like surprises, but prefer to be talked to understand the issues and then act. On the benefits, he said that Cat Lane would be safer for cyclists and pedestrians if traffic would be limited. The road is mainly used by people to get from the Watlington Road, the B4009, into the top of Ewelme. Gareth Epps, Oxfordshire County Council Cabinet Member for Transport, said, quiet lanes form part of the County Council's commitment to making roads safer and encouraging sustainable travel. By removing through traffic, quiet lanes can reduce vehicle numbers and speeds, lower the risks and severity of collisions, and make minor roads feel calmer and safer. New quiet lanes will only be taken forward where there is an explicit request and demonstrated support from the parish or town council and county council elected member. If a site is not supported and does not meet the criteria published in the guidance, it will not go ahead. Before any sites are trialled, we will expect to see dialogue with local residents and other stakeholders, including businesses such as farms, to understand potential impacts and help to decide whether to continue developing an individual quiet lane. If a quiet lane does go ahead as a trial, changes can be made and there will be a public consultation to gather feedback.